Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us the burden to pray for our nation. Please keep our hearts attentive to your Spirit. Amen. Heart Dwellers, the swamp is being drained into Guantanamo Bay Military Prison, otherwise referred to as Gitmo. There are still so many running free, though. Pray, pray, pray for their capture and conviction. It is truly monumental, the names in our government that are under indictment and were key figures in Washington. When I woke up to the news about Chicago, my heart was troubled, and so I came into my communion service and intercession, heavily burdened for our country and the president. Today, the UN is in negotiations with the city of Chicago to come into the inner city and bring law and order. Since when does an American city need UN forces to keep the peace? It seems to be a retaliation and false flag move by the enemy because the president cut back on funding the UN. The enemy could orchestrate demonstrations and riots and use those for an excuse to turn the UN loose in our cities. These people come from countries that are war-torn and violent, and they're coming here to keep our peace? But our very reliable source said there are UN forces, personnel carriers, and armored tanks in Chicago. Can you believe that? The UN, the CIA, and drug gangs are all on the same side. These forces are ready to deploy, but for the Lord. The extreme cold weather and the threat of Delta Force killing UN leadership has put this action in a stalemate now. The seizure of assets and the budget cuts to the UN are taking effect. So apparently the Delta Force is on alert concerning the representatives to the United Nations that are here in our country that are against us and part of the New World Order. Dear ones, this is so very, very serious. There are UN foreign troops all over the United States. Obama has set this thing up. They're in pockets with weapons that Obama and the New World Order were planning to use on overthrowing America when Hillary became president. Our president and our nation need our prayers more than ever, Heart Dwellers. Remember, we are a force to be reckoned with because we, the little people, have the biggest voice in heaven when we humble ourselves and cry out to God. Jesus began, Claire, these are times of great peril, where one wrong move could instigate a civil war. But understand, this deep state is not fighting President Trump or the American people. They are fighting me. I will have my way with this beast. I will lay it bare and flail the flesh from its bones. I will leave it an emaciated corpse, even as it has done to the poor of this world. I will bring justice, and there will be retribution. I shall see its demise. That does not mean it will not rise again. What it means is that it will be put out of power and influence and left desolate. This will happen because of the prayers and fasting of the American people and other peoples from other countries all around the world who recognize that as America goes, so shall the rest of the world go. You are witnessing historical moves exposing sedition, anarchy, genocide, rebellion, and Satanism in its rawest form as it manipulates nations. It will manipulate no more. I am bringing it down. Those who are for Israel, step to the left. Those who are not, step to the right. For truly I say to you, the ground will open and swallow you and all your families. Your time has come to an end. No more shall your tyrannies and genocides be allowed to run free, raping, pillaging, and destroying the common man. I shall strip them from you. I shall strip from you your fine garments of silk and linen, and no longer will you rest in the lap of luxury while your neighbor dies of starvation. Your days are numbered and coming to a close. I will shut you up for a season, and none will stoop to aid you. You have had your reign of terror. Now you shall reap what you have sown and be reduced to skin and bones. He continues here, I am dealing harshly with these Satan-worshipping monsters, but as always, remember, they were once children and raised by corrupted, twisted, and perverted parents. I still hope for their repentance and return to me. From my heart, Claire, from my heart, pray for their conversion, that it may be a testimony to my greatness of heart, to my everlasting love and forgiveness. When I do these things, some will recognize and turn from the error of their ways. In fact, there are even those now who have genuinely seen the evil they've been a part of. This is always the very best solution to any evil, repentance and reform. Yet there are those who are soulless and sold out to Satan to the point of no return. Those they shall destroy and send to the place of eternal torment. Now it is time to encourage your people to pray with all their hearts for the reforms your president is putting into action. Now is the time to be sure you can vote and make your voice heard. Now is the time to disseminate the good news for this nation, that those who have been blinded by mainstream media will receive true sight and understand the error of their opinions. There are still so many blinded by the media. So many. And it is appropriate to pray for their demise and other institutions to be raised up with a standard of truth. And that was what was on my heart the most, is that the media would come down. And actually there's some talk about that's going to be happening sometime this week or next week. The media is going to come down. There's going to be a lot of things exposed. And the Lord doesn't want me getting into the details, dear ones. I'm sorry, I can't share those with you, and I'm not even really supposed to know about them. But let's just say that the media's time is coming. The Lord continued, it is time to defend the truth and appoint people who will be dedicated to the truth. More and more shall become disillusioned by the exposed corruption of those they believed in so heartily. Many will think and rethink their priorities and see clearly that they can no longer live a life of shopping malls, theaters, and higher education while ignoring what is really going on in their government. There is still much to surface, Claire. The deeper it goes, the more rotten and corrupted the corpse. All must come to light, to wake up the sleepers, to see what they have so heartily endorsed because they listened and accepted without questioning or paying attention to their conscience, because it would cost them too much. Those who want to become a part of this government will have to adopt an entirely new set of morals and guidelines, because corruption will be less and less tolerated and more targeted. This is your reprieve, America. Pray that it will make a deep and lasting impression on your people and the world. Pray for the courage to call sin, sin, and what is good and right, good and right. Spurn me no longer. Embrace me and thank me for turning your nation around. And remember, in the future, you will be tempted to forget me. If you allow this to happen, it will become the beginning of the end. Cleave to me, my people, and cleave to what is right in your government. Support it.